It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We're going to look this morning at the science and the politics of a recommendation on mammograms. Experts say women can wait until 50, not 40, for regular cancer screening. They say the earlier tests are not worth the benefit for most women.
That prompted criticism of the advice, both medical and political. Republicans say it's evidence that President Obama wants to ration health care. So Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius made a statement. She said government health programs will pay for mammograms exactly as before.
She even said women should, quote, keep doing what they've been doing, which only deepens the questions. We begin our coverage with NPR's Richard Knox.
Some people's reaction to the new guidelines was, it's about time. One of them is Dr. Susan Love. She's a former breast cancer surgeon who runs a Los Angeles foundation dedicated to finding the cause of breast cancer.
I was never convinced that mammography screening worked that well in younger women, and have always suggested that women should start at age 50.
Love says the idea that yearly mammograms are life-saving for women in their 40s was oversold.
I'm not saying that mammography will never find cancer under 50. It can find it. The question is, when you look at a large group of women, is it finding enough cancers at a point where it's making a difference in the outcome? And the answer is, in the studies, that it's not.
But when Love expressed that view in her blog this week, it was not very popular. Have you lost your freaking mind? Wrote one 42-year-old woman. How dare you? May God help you sleep at night for the death call that you've just trumpeted. P.J. Hamill has been seeing a lot of similar messages. She's a patient advocate and a blogger for a website called Health Central Network.
I've been getting a lot of vitriol, people exploding with rage, basically. How dare they, you know, deprive me of my life or try to deprive my daughter of her life and things like that.
Hamill finds herself pulled in two directions. She knows researchers deal in statistics, but she identifies with the plight of individual women.
My heart is going out to all the women who I know will die because they follow these new guidelines. On the other hand, my mind is saying they've done the analysis, they've put these guidelines out there, they did their job.
One thing you should know about P.J. Hamill, at the age of 47, she had a suspicious mammogram. A biopsy showed advanced cancer. That was 8 years ago. Today she's fine. Hamill says mammography saved her life. So, like many women, she doesn't understand why the guideline writers place so much emphasis on the downsides of mammograms, the anxiety and unnecessary surgery that false alarms can cause.
It's almost apples and oranges. I mean, life and death is obviously very important. Whether you're worried for a few days or whether you have some needless surgery, isn't that worth your life? To me, it would be. To me, it was.
Hamill says she's going to keep telling women to get yearly mammograms, including women under 50. Robert Smith of the American Cancer Society says it's sticking with the current guidelines, too.
Because we not only have looked at the evidence that the task force looked at, but we also looked at newer, modern data.
For instance, he says a study from Sweden shows 48% fewer breast cancer deaths among women in their 40s who got regular mammograms. That's very different from the U.S. task force's estimate. It says mammograms only reduce breast cancer deaths by 15% in this age group. But Smith acknowledges that advocates may have given American women unrealistic expectations about mammograms.
Have we oversold screening? You know, we say screening saves lives, and that simple statement has been criticized as overpromising. And it does, I suppose, because we don't say screening saves lives, but beware. We want women to understand the shortcomings of screening, but we don't want them to be dissuaded from doing it.
If nothing else, the current uproar might give everybody a more realistic idea about the pros and cons of mammograms. Richard Knox, NPR News.